today. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You...
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. On the 2024 campaign trail, former President Trump in Iowa, while his Republican rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is in New Hampshire. Neither DeSantis nor Trump commenting so far on the latest bombshell around Trump. Sources telling ABC News Trump was caught on tape admitting in a 2021 meeting to holding onto a classified document after leaving office.
Trump allegedly indicated during the recording he knew the document in question was secret, the sources said. The alleged recording could be a crucial piece of evidence as the special counsel assesses whether Trump violated any federal laws or put national security at risk. The former president has insisted that the documents were automatically declassified.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. We're a day closer to officially raising the nation's debt limit. House lawmakers voted last night on a two-year deal. It's now the Senate's turn, with a vote needed before next week. Game one of the NBA Finals set to tip off tonight, the Denver Nuggets hosting the Miami Heat. This is ABC News. Robbers ripping off stores is in some cases becoming more organized, and it's a growing trend.
Brazen thefts, masked men marching through stores, loading shopping carts and walking out, threatening security guards with their lives if they try to stop them. It's being called organized retail crime, and Home Depot is one store saying it's reached unprecedented levels, growing by double digits. Much of the stolen merchandise sold online in places like eBay, Amazon, and Facebook Marketplace. The Department of Homeland Security has established ties between organized retail theft and dangerous groups like the Aryan Brotherhood, Eastern European and South American crime rings, and terrorist financing networks, and is asking consumers to be cautious when buying online. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Day one of the Atlantic hurricane season, and forecasters say a system in the Gulf of Mexico has a 50% chance of becoming a named storm. And a new study says the number of Americans smoking cigarettes has fallen 30% in the last half century. Overall, about 12% of us are still lighting up. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. The teenager who was arrested in April carrying a gun outside of Waukesha North High School made his first court appearance this week. Now 18-year-old Ashel Ali, charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety, bail-jumping felony, resisting an officer, and endangering safety by use of a dangerous weapon. At the time of his arrest, police say Ali was carrying a semi-automatic rifle with 30-round capacity magazine. He had a pillowcase over his head with the eyes cut out. The investigation continues after a car-van crash on a highway near Richland in Barron County earlier this week. A van carrying 10 people was struck by a car carrying four teenagers. Two people were killed. Three others were flown from the scene in critical condition. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
So, how do you feel about religious schools getting public money through the voucher programs? Not should they, because we know that as of last year, when the Supreme Court decided that they could.
Yes.
It is legal for them, for the voucher programs to exist and for public taxes to go to religious schools. That is legally allowed. But how do you feel about it? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And especially, how do you feel about it when you find out that they can discriminate against your kid? Or other kids.
And very openly.
Yes, very openly. And that, you know, public schools fall under federal guidelines like Title IX, and there are certain protections because they are funded publicly. And for a lot of these schools, especially in Wisconsin, over half of their students are voucher students.
Wow. I didn't realize the number was that high.
Well, I mean, I don't know how it breaks down, but some of the numbers, because they were basing this off of a Wisconsin Watch report. There's two, actually. There was one that came out last month, and there's one that came out yesterday. And so both written by Phoebe Petrovic, who's been on the show before. And the one from yesterday is titled Unwanted and Unwelcome, Anti-LGBTQ Plus Policies Common at Wisconsin Voucher Schools. And the one she wrote about a month ago was titled Considering a Wisconsin Voucher School, Here's What Parents of Children Who Are LGBTQ Plus or Have a Disability Should Know. And this is also on the heels of, I think last week we were talking about the new bipartisan bill that's been proposed to cover private schools when it comes to sexual assault, because private schools are the way that they are, they don't fall under Title IX. And so when sexual assault would happen at private schools, there was not the same ramifications or protections as there are at public schools. And so now there is a new bipartisan plan to adjust that. Which is a good thing. But I just, to the extent that so much of this is our money funding these schools, should they not be held to the same standards of protecting all kids if we're paying for it. 844-967-2789.
844-96-PARTY-JACK from Merrimack is joining us. Hey, Jack, what do you think?
Well, for one thing, private schools and parochial schools have never been held to the same standards as public schools. That's the first thing. Secondly, I'm a retired teacher. I taught in schools for over 40 years. I taught at grade levels from sixth grade all the way into university level classes. I personally find it outrageous that we're trying to establish a two-tier schooling system. We're taking money from the public schools, public money from the public schools, and we're putting it into private schools. And while we can do that legally, it's you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And statistically, these private schools have not shown any better outcomes than the public schools have. Why we're supporting, we know why we're supporting a two-tier school system. There's long been a privatization goal with the Republican Party, both in the state of Wisconsin and nationally. They want to basically make everybody pay for people to go to private schools so that private schools, in my opinion, private schools can get profits. But it's just absolutely unreasonable that we don't at least, at an absolute minimum, since these schools are being publicly funded to a large extent, why don't we make sure that they have the same standards as private schools? I taught in parochial schools for a relatively short period of time. And boy, some of the stuff basically... school choice means the school gets to choose who they want to get.
Right.
And that shouldn't happen.
Jack, so,
there's my take on it.
We really appreciate it, Jack. And by the way, can I just say, you are a saint for having taught for 40 years.
For that long.
And you sound relatively sane still. And I think that's...
Do you still like kids, Jack?
Yeah, I do, actually. And I'm going to tell you, the last 10 years of teaching, before Walker took over, they were the best gig of my life. I loved it while I was doing it. And, the only reason why I retired was, basically at 70, I didn't have the energy to do the job the way it really should be done.
Wow.
You taught until you were 70?
Yep.
Wow.
That's really impressive.
That is really impressive, Jack.
That was, like I said, for me, it was, I really liked the work. I liked working with the kids. Yeah, there were problems with various aspects of the job, but name a job where there aren't.
That is true.
Absolutely.
That is true. I even sometimes don't like this job. But
and she gets to work with me.
And I get to work with Jane. I get to talk about whatever I want every day for 3 hours. Thanks so much for the call,
Jack. Thanks a lot, Jack.
And I think and that's the thing. It's like if you want to be, we talk about private companies. And private companies have, freedom of speech is... on Twitter, it's like, no, there's terms of service because this is a private product and a service that you get access to. But saying whatever you want on Twitter might get your tweet taken down or you get banned, but it's not going to send you to jail. And it's the same thing with, like, if you are a private school that is totally privately funded, it's, I guess, there is an argument to be made as far as how you set your rules and set your... handbooks for student behavior. But like, as soon as you start getting public money, isn't there an expectation that there is a certain amount of protection that everyone should get? Because some of the stats that came out of this, there was one specific story out of the Wisconsin Watch story about Sheboygan Lutheran, which is a private school that receives public funding through tuition vouchers and which currently is subsidized. So 40 of their students are on vouchers.
Okay.
But there was another one in Green Bay later in the article that said 62. So across Wisconsin, four voucher programs serve about 52,000 voucher students, which comprise 6% of students at public schools, 95% participating at schools that are religious.
Wow. That's unbelievably high. And as Jack pointed out, too, they have the luxury of who they're going to take.
Yes.
It's not like they're obligated to take everyone who applies for a spot in one of these voucher schools. They can pick and choose.
Well, yes, that is true. And it's just, so the crux of this article is that in Sheboygan Lutheran, their current handbook dedicates over 1,000 words to a policy that uses biblical teachings as a basis for its anti-transgender policies. And the main kind of character in the part, his name is Nate Worth, and he had been valedictorian in 2019 of this school, and he had, as valedictorian, was going to give the speech at graduation. In his speech, he had planned to come out.
Wow.
And administration got wind of that and shut that down.
Real quick.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And he ended up going to the press about it. And so this was back in 2019. Sheboygan Lutheran valedictorian says speech was nixed because he wrote about being gay. And that got picked up nationally. And I think there was, and now he's about, I mean, this is how fast time goes. Now he's about to graduate college.
Wow.
But he, in the story, he was looking through the student handbook and he goes, this was not what the student handbook was when I was there. This has changed even in the last 4 years to be even more discriminatory and even more, you know, draconian towards certain kids. And I just feel like if you're going to do that, you can't also be taking public money. 844-967-2789. Like, am I crazy here for thinking that there's certain protections? And this goes towards disability.
Yes.
This goes towards sexual assault. This is like, if we're paying for kids to be going to these schools, what is the expectation that these schools protect these kids instead of truly indoctrinating them? It's like, well, we are getting paid by state money for you to be here, but you, by being here, have to follow our rules.
Right.
That we have no obligation to have set by anyone except us and our God. And I know we can't do anything about it because the Supreme Court ruled on this, but it seems crazy to me that there's no ramifications after this article comes out, besides just like awareness of, hey, maybe if you have an LGBTQ kid, don't send them to one of these schools because they can discriminate, they can expel them. And there's nothing the state can do about it. That's crazy. Ugh. Happy Pride Month.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. How do you feel about religious schools getting taxpayer money?
We will keep the conversation rolling. Would love to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
But it sure is God made black and white. What's down in the dark will be brought to the light. Because you can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. But sooner or later, God will cut you down. Sooner or later, God will cut you down. Go and tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell the midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him the guard's gonna cut him down. Tell him the guard's gonna.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 87. Southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows around 59. Daytime highs approaching 87, tomorrow partly cloudy. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Another look at the short range, highs reach 87 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 86.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
I like how you call homosexuality an abomination.
I don't say homosexuality is an abomination, Mr. President. The Bible does.
Yes, it does. Leviticus
18:22.
Chapter and verse. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions while I had you here. I'm interested in selling my youngest daughter into slavery, as sanctioned in Exodus 21:7. She's a Georgetown sophomore, speaks fluent Italian, always cleared the table when it was her turn. What would a good price for her be? While thinking about that, can I ask another? My chief of staff, Leo McGarry, insists on working on the Sabbath. Exodus 35:2 clearly says he should be put to death. Am I morally obligated to kill him myself, or is it okay to call the police? Here's one that's really important, because we've got a lot of sports fans in this town. Touching the skin of a dead pig makes one unclean, Leviticus 11:7. If they promise to wear gloves, can the Washington Redskins still play football? Can Notre Dame? Can West Point? Does the whole town really have to be together to stone my brother John for planting different crops side by side? Can I burn my mother in a small family gathering for wearing garments made from two different threads?
See, this is the recall that I want to be able to have. I have to have Leviticus memorized.
Yeah.
For whenever anyone quotes it as their reasoning to discriminate and say, well, the Bible says that gay people are bad and going to hell. It's like, well, I'm also supposed to camp out somewhere once a month when I get my period, and no one's letting me do that anymore.
Well, and we're not supposed to cut our hair, and trust me, tattoos are way out. Way, way, way. No tattoos. No tattoos, friends, even if it's a cross.
So we're talking about what I find to be lunacy is the fact that in voucher programs in Wisconsin, where they are publicly funded and there's kids going to private schools, 96% of which of the participating schools are religious. And 4 out of 10 of those schools, from what Wisconsin Watch found, has some kind of rules in their handbook, their student handbook, that discriminates against LGBTQ plus kids. And they do not have the same protections as if they were at public schools, even though these schools are receiving public funds. And I think that is crazy. And that we should do something about it.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How do you feel about religious schools getting taxpayer money? Steve from La Crosse, thanks for joining us. What do you think?
Hello. Who's that last school teacher that was on?
Jack from Merrimack.
Yeah, he was totally incorrect. The graduation rate for a public school is 72%. A private school is 96%, almost 25% different graduation rate from private to public.
Is that for Wisconsin or nationally?
That's just in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Solutionsbypass.com. Almost 25% better graduation rate in a private school than public.
So do you have a problem with private schools getting taxpayer money?
Not at all. if you're a taxpayer, why shouldn't your taxes go to where your school, your kid is going to school?
Well, I thought it was about the separation of church and state.
Why, if your kid is going, what does that have to do about anything? You can choose where you want your kid to go. If my kid goes to a private school, why should I be paying for public school when my kid's going to the private school?
Well, I don't have any kids yet, so why do I have to pay for other kids to go to school? That's the whole point, is that part of our taxes go to educate the electorate, because that is a public good as far as having an educated electorate.
Yes, but why, if you're a taxpayer, why won't it go to students going to a private school?
Because the private schools don't have the same oversight as the public schools do, as far as elected officials that we elect.
Not all private schools are religious.
No, of course not. But we're talking, and they're not. But we're just saying, should religious schools, when it comes to the division of church and state, and then they claim the Bible as their reasonings to discriminate against kids, should those schools get public funds, even though they're not protecting all kids?
Why? What is discrimination going on?
Oh, well, that's what we were just talking about in the first segment. As far as 4 out of 10 of the schools that are religious schools that are getting voucher, that are part of the voucher program, have rules on the books that they can discriminate against LGBTQ+ kids.
What books are these?
What do you mean? What books
they're
are
in
these?
The they're in the school handbooks.
They're in the school handbooks.
Because yeah. I was a private school teacher for a religious school, and that's not the fact. Just because you make something up doesn't mean it's the truth. That's the fact.
I'm not making this up. We can send you the article. If you look up, Steve, there's an article on Wisconsin Watch that was published yesterday that is an investigation into this that looks at all of, they went across different schools and looked at their handbooks, and they found this written in the handbooks.
That you can't go to school, there's a dress code. It doesn't say LGBTQ. There's nothing that says it.
You should
There's
read
a dress
the
code when you go to private school.
Yeah, Jack or Steve, you should read the article.
I don't know what the article is even from, but it's not the truth.
So the article's from Wisconsin Watch, and it was published yesterday, and it was basically
Wisconsin Watch.
Yes, which is an investigative journalism program, and it's basically looking into this as far as. It's unwanted and unwelcome. Anti-LGBTQ+ policies common at Wisconsin voucher schools.
All right, I'll check it out.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to check in on this, you can call and or text.
We have a couple of bike fans. Samarin, friend of the show. It's a choice. If you want to go to a private school, you get to use your money for that. Public schools are the free option that everybody can use if they choose. And I think that is the point, as far as it was a little circuitous trying to talk to Steve about what we all pay for and what is expected in that in exchange for that versus private schools. And then we have another comment on the YouTube Live from Trifton. So if private schools get monies, they need to follow all public rules. I think if they get public money, there needs to be oversight into how those kids are getting treated. No? I mean, isn't that why we... I mean, this is the whole problem with when we've talked, not problem, but the argument and debate over charter schools is the fact that charter schools have a limited amount of oversight from the school boards that we elect. And so as we are paying for something, the accountability there is having elected officials that we choose. All right, we're going to keep this going because I think we have another call and a couple more texts to get to. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. On the 2024 campaign trail, former President Trump in Iowa, while his Republican rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is in New Hampshire. Neither DeSantis nor Trump commenting so far on the latest bombshell around Trump. Sources telling ABC News Trump was caught on tape admitting in a 2021 meeting to holding onto a classified document after leaving office.
Trump allegedly indicated during the recording he knew the document in question was secret, the sources said. The alleged recording could be a crucial piece of evidence as the special counsel assesses whether Trump violated any federal laws or put national security at risk. The former president has insisted that the documents were automatically declassified.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. We're a day closer to officially raising the nation's debt limit. House lawmakers voted last night on a two-year deal. It's now the Senate's turn, with a vote needed before next week. Game one of the NBA Finals set to tip off tonight, the Denver Nuggets hosting the Miami Heat. This is ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man accused of drugging and robbing women he met on dating apps wants to represent himself in court. Timothy Olson appeared in Milwaukee County Court this week on a charge he stole money from a 79-year-old woman. Olson faces charges in Racine County, too, and he's under suspicion for the death of a woman from South Milwaukee. An investigative report finds there's little the state can do about anti-LGBTQ plus policies when schools cite their religious beliefs as justification. Sheboygan Lutheran High School, for one, has a policy more than 1,000 words long that points to biblical teachings as the basis for its anti-transgender policies. Wisconsin Watch found at least 17 other voucher schools which get state taxpayer money take similar stances. In sports, the Brewers beat Toronto last night 4-2. Rubber match this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
At Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer, giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa, earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. $10 rewards plays up to four times a day. Come in June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike, along with five cash consolation winners. Roar into summer at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa. It's Dad's turn to be celebrated at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa, Sunday, June 18th. Dad's receive $10 rewards play after earning 25 slot points up to four times. They also are eligible to win hourly drawings for gifts fit for all fathers. Bust out your boards and start warming up. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa will be having a co-ed cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team and now open at the Rewards Club booth. Be one of the 32 teams that receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let butt stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at CC.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are talking about a new Wisconsin Watch article that was published yesterday talking about the fact that private schools can legally have discriminatory rules in their schools as far as when it comes to, as long as they claim religious exemption, because there's no state law protecting LGBTQ students from discrimination once they're enrolled in a voucher school. And the federal Title IX law exempts religious institutions from complying with the anti-discrimination law if it runs counter to their religious beliefs. And so if it was just a privately funded school, that makes sense to me. If you were paying to send your kids here, fine. But as far as the voucher programs go, It's public money.
It's taxpayer money.
It's taxpayer money that's sending these kids there. And it's not like you always get a choice on which schools you end up at when you're in the voucher program. It's a lottery system, as far as I understand. And I just feel like, do we want to maybe look at this and revise it? Because I'm not comfortable with that. And granted, there's a lot of things our taxes go to that I'm not necessarily comfortable with, and you don't always get a choice, but that's why we talk about them.
Yes.
844-967-2789. How do you feel about religious schools getting public money when you know that they can discriminate against their own students?
Stacy from Waukesha. Thank you, Stacy, for calling in. What do you think?
Hi, I think it's ridiculous because if you think about it, a lot of these schools have income requirements and they may not have income requirements. So someone, let's say, that makes $1 million a year is going to be going to that school, sending their kids that I, my middle class income is paying for, whereas them at $1 million level, income level, are not paying their fair share of taxes. So my tax dollars are paying for this rich kid to go to these religious schools. So absolutely not.
Well, I do think at least the voucher programs, as far as I understand in Wisconsin, there is an income requirement. And so there's definitely rich kids who are going to the private school, but I'm not sure they're the ones getting the vouchers.
Okay.
That's different in Florida.
That's good.
Now, in Florida, that's what they passed this year, that anyone, there is the, they eliminated the income eligibility and that everyone now can just get $8,000 to spend at whatever school they want to spend.
No matter how much money you make.
That's different than, at least in Wisconsin, there is still, it's 300% of the poverty line.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. That's good to know because I've been, you know, seeing lately that where some of these different states where they're passing these laws where, yeah, there's no income.
Yeah.
There's no income limit, so, which is ridiculous. But yeah, we need to keep religion out of school. Unless it's a religious school, fine. I don't care. But
well, and if you're choosing to send your kid to school because you yourself are religious and you, I guess, also agree with some of the rules that they're implementing. But I think if you're part of the voucher program and all you're trying to do is get your kid a better education, and yet they're not protected in certain ways, I think that that's a problem.
Thanks so much for calling, Stacy. Go ahead.
You bet. Thank you. Oh, no, I was just going to say, I find it interesting that a lot of Republicans, especially in the school boards, are worried about our kids being indoctrinated. It's like, really?
Well, they're just worried about which thing they're being indoctrinated with.
Yeah, well, it's different. Right. Yeah, it's different if they're doing the indoctrinating.
Right.
Yes.
Well, of course.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How do you feel about religious schools getting taxpayer money? We have a couple texts from the 414. Schools that accept vouchers should have the same oversight and accountability as public schools. Without this, how do taxpayers know what they're getting for their money? If the schools don't want this taxpayer accountability and oversight, then don't become a voucher school.
Or maybe those kids don't have to abide by those rules.
Yeah, that would go over.
I was like, well, you know, I'm here on public money, so you got to take me with all of my rainbow flags.
But they don't have to take you.
No.
They don't have to take you. 844-967-2789 from the 920. Any school that gets taxpayer dollars should be mandated to follow the state-regulated and approved curriculum. If they choose not to follow that and be held to the same standards, then the tax dollars should be removed. I'm a Christian, but I don't believe those values should be used in a school setting funded by taxpayer dollars. The separation of church and state is vital.
I totally agree with that. And I went to a private school.
I went to a private grade school
and it was a great education, and like we had to go to church. Certainly there was none of this was part of the zeitgeist at that point as far as what the rules were. And I can't even think of my friends who went to the private high school in Madison, Edgewood, where this was, and it would be interesting to go back and think about it now and look what the rules are, how much Edgewood has changed now. If they have any rules like this on the books, I mean, it's Madison, so
right,
maybe not. But I don't know. That's something to investigate.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to check in.
So yeah, I mean, I don't have much more else to say about this besides I certainly recommend reading the article. And we'll link it in today's show notes if you'd like to. I'll put this in there. I'll put also what to know about before you send your children to a voucher school. That's where I got the information as far as the eligibility being 300% of the federal poverty line. But I think it goes beyond just LGBTQ plus. It goes to disability. It goes to the sexual assault bill. And just the expectations that, and it's not just for you as the parent, but also as taxpayers, accountability to where money is going and how it's being spent and then how those kids are being protected.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Graduation rates depend partly upon the students who are chosen by these schools. Test results, which most conservatives think are important, do not show significantly better results. I think that's from Jack from Merrimack. Graduation rates depend partly upon students who are chosen by these schools. Test results, which most conservatives think are important, do not show significantly better results.
Hmm. Yeah, it would be interesting to look more at that data as far as community by community. Because obviously, I mean, I'm the first one to say that I know MPS is obviously not doing great.
It's got challenges. There's no question about it.
And so, all right, well, if someone has another text or call, we will certainly take it. But I think for now, we're going to move on to some other headlines. And I'm just going to start here because it's silly. Actually, no, I'm going to start with a debt ceiling and at least give a tip of the hat to the moderates who voted in the House to keep this bill moving along. Because yesterday, in a 314-117 vote, the House has passed the bill to raise the federal government's $31.5 trillion debt limit. And now the bill heads to Senate for debate. And the three Wisconsin congressmen that did not vote for it.
Right.
Do you know?
It was Pocan.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Moore,
mm-hmm.
and Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
And an odd trio.
But I think what happened was, because this bill, the people who voted for this, there was more Democrats than Republicans who voted for this. Which I think is saying something. And what I think it's saying is center right, center left, moderates, pragmatists, people who understand that you don't get everything that you want.
Right.
In a divided government, we're like, we need to get this done. We have literally
days
to get this done. And this is as good as we're going to get. Let's move forward. So like my hat's off to all of those people who we don't hear about as much.
We sure don't.
You know what I mean? We hear so much about the loud extremists.
Bomb throwers.
Who are so angry at the Republicans for holding the negotiations hostage, or that this bill didn't go far enough on cutting spending, despite the fact that, like, that's the budgetary process, not the debt limit process. Like, we have to pay our debts. So the people who are, hats off to the people who don't need to always be in the headlines and be getting attention and actually voted to get this done in a bipartisan way. So, but beyond that, I guess I had not picked up on this, but apparently Ron DeSantis has not decided on how to pronounce his name yet.
And he's been Ron DeSantis for a while.
I've always just heard DeSantis, not DeSantis. But do we have a clip of him, this going back and forth?
We do. You can take a little listen to this.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just can't decide how to say his own name. Most folks say it like I just did.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
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 Former President Trump, he says it like this.
Ron DeSanctimonious.
But recently, more folks are noticing that the candidate and his campaign have used two different pronunciations themselves. DeSantis and other times, DeSantis.
At rondesantis.com.
Which one is right? Well, his campaign won't say, so we may never know.
So, had you picked up on this?
I hadn't.
But I saw this in Axios this morning, and it was just, it's so subtle and it's so silly, but I was thinking about it, like, I've tried to think if I went back and forth every day on this show and said, every time we came back from break, said, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, I'm Kristen Bray, she is Jane Matinair, and then the next day I went, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, I'm Kristen Bray, she's Jane Matinair, and people were so confused. Like, if they're not confused enough already, as far as the amount of times that people are convinced that my last name is Bray, not Bry. It is Bry. It is Bry, like try. Don't ask me why, because it looks like Bray. But, and I just pointed it out, one, because it's funny, but two, you know, it's an interesting piece of scrutiny to see if he, you know, like, is he going to be able to hold up to this? Because there's all these, like, little picky things of the way he laughs and his voice and how he's pronouncing his name, and like, does he have a glass jaw or can he take it? And I think the jury's still out as far as like, how is he going to hold up under such scrutiny, right?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Julie from Franklin, thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Hi, I didn't hear any clips of him saying DeSantis. I just heard the clips of DeSantis.
It's real subtle. It's real, real subtle. Yeah.
Isn't there anything else to talk about?
Oh, no, I think I mostly was using this as a transition because I think it's silly after it's just going through the headlines. But it was one of the headlines in Axios today, which I thought was also interesting.
Yeah, like, I think maybe we got better things to talk about.
Thank you so much for checking in, Julie. We really, really do appreciate it. Anytime you want to text and or call, 844-967-2789.
It was subtle. Was that the whole video?
That was the whole video.
Huh. But anyways, so I thought that was pretty interesting. And then the other thing that I thought out of the headlines was interesting this morning was the fact that WMC is threatening legal action over a proposed policy that aims to protect surface water quality. And I just think it's a interesting headline. Like, when you actually read the article, there's more in there as far as like how much it's going to cost and some concerns about that. But it's just like, oh no, we're going to sue over the fact that we want to be able to pollute water, is how I read that.
I also read that the same. We just want to be able to poison you. Why is that a problem?
Why are you making this hard?
Why are you upset about this?
Why? There's like 80% of our water is clean. Isn't that good enough? All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long, you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
go. So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 87. Southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows around 59. Daytime highs approaching 87, tomorrow partly cloudy. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Another look at the short range, highs reach 87 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 86.
News and talk, up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are just rolling through our first hour. Coming up in the second hour, we have public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lierley.
And she's here.
And she's here in person.
Yay.
We're very excited about that. And then we're going to talk to Laura Dresser, who is the Associate Director of COWS, which I think is pronounced COWS. I don't think it's C-O-W-S.
Good, because we're going to call it COWS.
Because we're going to call it COWS, which is the Center of Wisconsin Strategy, which is a think tank at UW-Madison, to talk about the obstacles of rejoining or being in the workforce. We've talked a lot about labor shortages. We talk a lot about unemployment. We talk about population. And so she is someone who studies this and talks about labor a lot. And so being able to talk about through beyond some of the policies as far as work requirements and everything, like, does that get to the root issue of, for the people who could be in the workforce, aren't in the workforce, and why, and what else could we be focused on to help them help themselves?
Yeah.
If you want to put it like that. But for now, we're going to play our weekly game of three headlines and a lie, where we run through four headlines. Three are real, one is fake, and Jane tries to see which one she can pick out as the fake one.
Well, I didn't do very well in our spelling bee yesterday. So
no one did well in the spelling bee.
Hopefully I will do better today.
It was funny. State Senator Kelly Royce was on the show, and I had given her, one of her staffers, a heads up. I was like, just as a heads up so I don't catch her off guard, I may ask her to spell like a Wisconsin name, because we're doing this whole spelling bee thing. But I had forgotten to ask Michael Wagner, and then I was like, oh, I won't make Kel to do it either. But that's her staffer text me later. He's like, just so you know, we were practicing spelling literally up until she came on the show.
Oh my gosh.
And we were guessing what word you were going to give her.
No.
And so I sent him a screenshot of the words we ended up using. He goes, I think she would have nailed most of those. But some of those were really hard.
They were hard. And we're going to talk a little bit later about the spelling bee kid from Wisconsin who
tied for 21st.
He did so well. He spelled words that will blow your mind.
Well, and he didn't even get out from spelling the word wrong. He got out because they changed. There's a new rule where you have to pick the right definition, because
yes,
it's supposed to mitigate just like rote memorization, that you actually know the word. And so he didn't spell the word wrong. He picked the wrong
definition
for that word, which I think is kind of crap, but whatever. All right. First headline. Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino.
Maryland license plates
now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino.
Okay.
Number two, Indian official suspended after he drains reservoir to retrieve phone he dropped while taking a selfie.
say that again.
Indian official suspended after he drains reservoir to retrieve phone he dropped while taking a selfie.
Okay.
Number three, woman accused of breaking into restaurant to make salad ruining $500 worth of food items.
Who breaks into a restaurant to make a salad?
This woman, if it's real.
If it's real.
And number four, a Barbie movie extra said producers banned the song Barbie Girl at the wrap party.
All right. Three of these are real. One is a lie.
You want me to run through them again?
Yes.
Number one, Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino.
I can see that happening.
Number two, Indian official suspended after he drains reservoir to retrieve phone he dropped while taking a selfie.
I can also see that happening.
Number three, woman accused of breaking into restaurant to make salad, ruining $500 worth of food items.
All right.
And number four, a Barbie movie extra said producers banned the song Barbie Girl at the wrap party.
I am going to go with the Barbie Girl song.
As being the fake one?
As being the fake one.
Jane, you are a winner.
Did I win?
You won.
Oh, yay.
Largely, also, I don't think extras are usually invited to the wrap party. just saying.
Just knowing.
Your one day of work as an extra, I'm not sure you get invited to like the all expenses paid wrap party after like a major studio film.
But so a guy actually had a reservoir drain so he could get his phone back.
Yeah. So this was in New Delhi. A government official in India has been suspended from his job after he ordered a water reservoir to be drained so he could retrieve his smartphone, which he had dropped while taking a selfie.
Unbelievable.
He's a food inspector.
Oh my gosh.
Dropped his Samsung.
Wow.
You know, I guess maybe public workers need to get a raise. He couldn't afford a new phone. Had to drain an entire reservoir to get his phone.
And who is this?
And do you think the phone still worked?
Well, no.
I mean, I know that they're fairly waterproof and like they new phones are much better if you drop them in water than they used to be. But over the next 3 days, more than 2 million liters of water were pumped out from the reservoir, which is enough to irrigate at least 1,500 acres of land during India's scorching summer.
That's just terrible. That's really sad.
Wow.
Where is this woman breaking into restaurants to make salads?
That was in Floyd County, Georgia. A woman has been arrested after being accused of breaking into a restaurant over the weekend. According to a warrant obtained by Channel 2 Action News on Saturday at 1:55 a.m., Rome police officers were called to Harvest Moon Cafe about a woman who had entered the store. Police said 23-year-old Callie Elizabeth Thwatt somehow got inside the restaurant after it had been closed and opened the food coolers. She then made a salad. Officers said she touched several food items with her bare hands, rendering those ingredients no good. Officials said the total of the food items was $500. Authorities did not specify what ingredients she put in her salad.
Well, and that's what people want to know.
She was charged with theft by taking. Isn't that what all theft is? You take something?
I would assume so.
Okay, and then finally the last real one. Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino. A URL for the license plates of 800,000 Maryland cars now redirects to an online casino based in the Philippines.
Whoopsie.
So it's starspangled200.org is what's on the license plate. And I guess they don't actually own that domain. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have any health questions, women's health questions, submit them now at 844-967-2789. You can give us a call. You can shoot us a text or leave us a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. We'll be back in a minute.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad,
You're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.